Okay, this week's topic for the shiur, we're going to deviate a little bit. It's not your classic, I would say, your classic lumdus shiur, but we're going to talk about something that relates to this time of year and also to Parshas HaShavua. This week's parsha is both Achrimos and Kedoshim, and Kedoshim contains a lot of the mitzvos bein Adam lachavero, and of course this time of year, as we get ready for Kabbalah Satorah, for Shavuos, it's a time when we mourn and commemorate the loss of the students of Rabbi Akiva, who were lo noagu kavod zel hazeh. So I thought it'd be appropriate to try to understand one of the mitzvos bein Adam lachavero, which is the first source on the top of your sheet. The pasuk says, "Lo sisna es achicha bilvavecha." You may not hate your brother bilvavecha in your heart. Tocheach tocheach hasamisecha velo sisa olav chet. So the first half of the pasuk tells us that there's a negative commandment, a lav of hating your brother, bilvavecha. We'll see that the word bilvavecha might play a crucial role in understanding the geder of this halacha. And then the second half of the pasuk, we'll also have to see if that's connected, is hocheach tochich samisecha. There are times when it's appropriate to rebuke your fellow, to tell them that what they're doing is wrong and they need to fix, they need to change their ways. Okay. Now, Yisrael Belibo. Someone who hates another Jew, Belibo, in his heart. Over below taseh. You violate a negative commandment, shenemar, as the pasuk says, lo sisna sachicha bilvavecha, you may not hate your fellow in his heart. Ve'ein lokin alav zeh. But you don't get malchus, lefi she'ein bo maisa. Because there's no action. There's no action involved in hating. Hating is a, hatred is a feeling. There's no action. Below is hira Torah ela al sinna shebelev, says the Rambam. The Torah warns us, this lav is specifically if you hate this person in your heart. Aval, however, hamake es chavero, if you strike your friend, you punch him in the face. Bahamacharfo, or you hurl verbal insults and harmful words at him. Afal pisha eno rasha, you're not allowed to do that. Eno over mishum lo sisna. But you don't do you haven't committed the violation of lo sisna sachicha bilvavecha. The Rambam seems to be saying, I think this is the pashut pshat, the fair way of reading it, lo sisna es achicha bilvavecha is only if you keep it in your heart. He understands the pasuk literally. Lo sisna es achicha bilvavecha. You can't hate your brother in your heart. You want to hate him outwardly? Gesundheit! No, that's not what the Rambam means. I know that's the diyuk you would make, that the Rambam has no problem with you hating somebody out in the open. That's not what the Rambam means. So even if the Rambam means that, what the Rambam means to say is that there's a specific prohibition to hate somebody and keep it inside. Of course, if you hit somebody in the face, there's another problem. Lo Yosef, there is definitely an avera to hit somebody in the face, to verbally assault them, of course. But the Rambam is saying that there's a special avera. There's a special avera that is connected to keeping your feelings hidden. I want to just share with you now, why would that be? Why would there be a special avera as such? So before we get into the Rambam, not everybody agrees to that understanding of the Rambam. I want to just give a little bit of a hesber, an explanation about why that would be true. So the Chafetz Chaim, we're learning now, hopefully in our classes, we're learning Sefer Chafetz Chaim every day a little bit. So the Chafetz Chaim, in his introduction, I mentioned this in some of my classes, there's 31 potential prohibitions that a person can commit when they speak Lashon Hara. That's pretty bad, 31. Now, you're not going to do all 31 every time. You might never get to all 31. But the Chafetz Chaim is just showing you how severe it is. Out of 613, you can accomplish 31 of them. Like, look how much you can accomplish. Look how careful you have to be about Lashon Hara. So he lists the Aseis and the Lavin, the positive commandments that you violate, and the Lavin. Okay, so in the Lavin, in Os Zion, he says, "Ulufa'amim over hamisafer gamkein belav delosis nasachicha bilvavecha." You can sometimes violate this prohibition when you speak Lashon Hara about somebody else, you can violate Lo Sisna Asachicha Bavavecha Kigon Im Befanav Shalom Yidaber Im Esrei Ehu. You speak to the guy, Yanki, my best friend, how are you? You turn around and you speak to Moshe and you say, Yanki, he's an oisvarf, he's an animal, he's a bad guy, stay away from him. V'shalo b'fanav mavish esrecho, you degrade him when you're not in front of him, b'fnei acherim. V'alachas kama v'kama im b'feirish. Mitzav alem shalo yelchu v'yodiyud b'vadei over alavzeh. And certainly, if you tell them, listen, I'm going to tell you something about Yanki. I know I act like I'm his friend. I can't stand the guy. Don't tell him this, but I can't stand the guy. Says the Chafetz Chaim, you violate Lo Sisna Asachicha Bovavecha. The Chafetz Chaim has the Sefer Chafetz Chaim, and he has the additional interpretation called Be'er Mayim Chaim. Says the Chafetz Chaim, Uluf Amim Over Amasaper. Now, we're going to learn the Gemara, but this is a Gemara in Erechin. Says the Chafetz Chaim. V'avsha amur b'gemara de'erechin de'besinah shebalev akosav medaber. And even though the Gemara de'erechin says tezayin amud beis that the pasuk is talking about sinah shebalev, hatred in your heart, v'huva davar zeh b'rambam. We're gonna have to see. There's other ways to understand the Gemara. The Rambam understands the Gemara the way he took the pasuk literally, that it's referring specifically to hatred in your heart that you don't do anything about. That's our Rambam. So what's the kavana of the Rambam? Says the Chafetz Chaim, dafka mecharfo, af shegavra sinaso ad shapolta lachutz. Now, once you imagine like it's like a volcano that erupts, and you can't hold it in anymore, it bursts forth. So what happens? Al kapanim yoda chavero eich lihishamer mimenim. At least if the guy knows that you hate him, he will know not that when he walks by to look on the floor to make sure that the guy doesn't stick his foot out to try to trip you because he doesn't like you. If you could brace yourself, right? You brace yourself, you go like this, right? If God forbid you're in a car crash, you naturally do it, but you're supposed to brace yourself because this way you're protecting yourself to an extent. If you know that the person hates you, you could protect yourself. Says the Chafetz Chaim, Aval b'sina shebalev, after lo polta adayin sinasa lachutz, mikol makom yuchal lesnotzit mizeh, davar shegarua yosa lechavero, shelo yada eich lehishamer mimenu, belachin asra Torah. As said, b'protius. The Torah, the Chafetz Chaim says, and this is pshat in the Rambam, the Torah gave a specific lav of Lo Sisna Asachicha Bilvavecha, because there's something that's uniquely evil about Lo Sisna Asachicha Bilvavecha, which is, the Torah saying, if you hate him and he doesn't know about it, he's not ready for when you give the big attack. He won't see it coming. And he won't be prepared for it, he won't be able to defend himself. And that's worse than any other punishment. That's worse than anything else you could do to him. You see, if you're going to hit him, but he knows that you don't like him, maybe he can protect himself. Maybe he can block the punch. But if he doesn't know it's coming, he's going to be totally taken aback. And says the Rambam, that's why the Torah says, yeah, there's a prohibition for when you hate him and you don't tell him about it. Because that's, in a way, worse than if you told him about it, or if he knew about it, or if you hit him. But once you do something to him, he knows about it, so he's no longer vulnerable in that way. That's the Chafetz Chaim's explanation of the Shita of the Rambam. Now, full disclosure, it seems it's possible that the Kesef Mishnah didn't understand the Rambam this way. To my understanding, everybody understands the Rambam this way. The Stipler has a lengthy Shtikl Torah in his Kilos Yaakov on Meseches Erechin, Simen Dalet, and he also writes it in his Sefer on Chumash. Stipler's Sefer on Chumash is called Birchas Peretz. His mother's name was Bracha and his father's name was Peretz. So he called the Sefer Birchas Peretz after his parents. A very nice tribute, if you will. But so he discusses this. he actually goes through a couple of shitas in the Rishonim, the opinion of the Ramban and the opinion of Rashi, which is here on the source sheet. I don't know if we're going to get to it yet. But let's learn the Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah might be saying a different explanation of the Rambam. So again, the Rambam said, if you hate somebody in your heart, you violate losisna zachicha bovavecha. You don't get malchus because you didn't. There's no action. It's in your heart. It's a feeling. By the way, I saw the Achronim ask another question. You don't get malchus, and we've been through this concept. It's a lav she'ein bo ma'isem. What else do you need for malchus? What else is a requirement for malchus? Well, you need a ma'isa, but you need edim and hasra. If it's a feeling that nobody knows about, that's the whole problem. By definition, you can't have edim and hasra, right? But the whole definition of this mitzvah, according to the Rambam, it would be impossible. But at least on a technical level, it certainly is a lav shein bo ma'isa. Okay, that could be the Rambam's starting point, so that's where he came to it. But anyway, says the Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah was written by who? Kesef Mishnah is the one of the classic, the Magid Mishnah, the Kesef Mishnah, the classic commentaries on a Rambam. When you get a Rambam, I'll show you here. You get a Rambam over here, so the Rambam is in the middle of the page. On most, almost any standard printing of a Rambam, the Kesef Mishnah is over here, the Magid Mishnah over here. Like Rashi and Tosos, they flank the sides of the Rambam. Who wrote this Kesef Mishnah? So it's Rav Yosef Cairo, the author of the Beis Yosef and the Shulchan Aruch himself. He wrote this paper. So this is not Stam. This is not Stam. The Kesef Mishnah. Says the Kesef Mishnah, Aval hamakes chavero aval pishen rashai. Now the end of the Rambam said, I'm going to read those words again because that's what he's talking about. Aval, however, hamakes chavero, if you hit your friend, vamecharfo, aval pishen rashai, ain't over mishum lo sisna. Even though you're not allowed to hit your friend, but you don't violate lo sisna zachicha bilvavecha. Now, says the Kesef Mishnah, Mishum shehu over, Mishum lo Yosef. There's a prohibition, lo Yosef, that means we're not allowed to hit another Jew. Okay? So, if you would hit another Jew, you'd be chayef for lo Yosef. V'chein ha-mecharfo, afu pishenu rashoi, me'achar she'inu makehu u'mecharfo misin aso. Since the reason, look how the Kesef Mishnah is reading the Rambam. And we're going to go back to see how we read the Rambam, and we're going to see a very interesting way of reading the Rambam. It says the Kesef Mishnah, even though afal pishen rashai, he's not allowed to be mecharef and he's not allowed to be makeh. Me'acher she'eno, that last line in the Rambam, he's saying me'acher she'eno makehu mecharfo misin aso. Since he's not hitting the guy because he hated him, ain't over mishum lo sisna. Which implies that the Kesef Mishnah understands that if you did hate him and you did hit him, you do violate Lo Sisna, maybe two. Maybe you did two Averos. According to Kesef Mishnah, maybe you did Lo Sisna and you also did Lo Yosef. Two Averos. So let's go back to that line in the Rambam. How did we read it? We read Aval Hamake es Chavero. Up until now we're talking about hating your friend in your heart. But if you express that hatred by hitting your friend, you're not allowed to do that, but you don't violate Lo Sisna anymore. Because it's not in your heart anymore. Now it's in your fist. In your fist, and your fist is on his face in a swinging motion. Now you have violated the prohibition of Lo Yosef, but no longer have you violated Lo Sisna. That's how we read it. You're looking at me funny.
Yeah.
Ah. So one second. Fair. Why else would you hit him? Hold on. Again. The whole Rambam is talking about the Aver of Lo Sisna. Then he says, Aval, however, Hamake es Chavero v'hamecharfo, Afal Pishenu Rashoi, in over Mishum Lo Sisna. According to our reading, Aval Hamake es Chavero is talking about somebody who hates his friend and then expresses that hatred with a punch. You no longer violate Lo Sisna. And that's how most Achronim understand the Rambam. The Kesef Mishnah seems to be saying that the first part of the halacha is lo sisna zechicha bo b'lecha, you're not allowed to hate your friend. Lo asira Torah el al sinah shebalev. It's only, you only violate it if you hate the person. And this is how the Kesef Mishnah reads it. But hamakes chavero, meaning, let's say you don't hate the guy. Now you want to know, you don't hate the guy, why are you hating him? It's a good question. Maybe it was in the moment. In other words, this wasn't a deep-seated hatred of the person. This was in the moment. he said something, you lost it, you hit him. Maybe that wouldn't be considered sinna. I don't know.
Well,
it's
point,
a fair question.
At what point is something sinna? What's the definition of that?
Fair, fair. I don't have an answer. I don't hate them. Yeah.
In other words,
what I'm saying is, I can't give an exact example because you can always argue about it, but I can envision a case where you're not violating the Torah's prohibition of hating another Jew, but you felt the need to swing at him. I know any time, any example you give, you could say no, but maybe yes, maybe no. And maybe we'll just leave it. Maybe we'll just leave it and say, okay, I don't have an answer for that. But the Keset Mishnah seems to be saying in his words, that when the Rambam said, if you hit your friend, you don't violate Lo Sisna, it's talking about when you don't hate him. You're hitting him when you don't hate him. But the Keset Mishnah might be reading the Rambam that if you hit your friend and you hate him, then you still do violate Lo Sisna. And that would be a big chiddush, that Keset Mishnah, because the Keset Mishnah essentially would be saying that if the hatred is in your heart, you violate it. Even if you express that hatred, you're still violating the Aveira. What we were saying was the whole chiddush of the Rambam's opinion was that, and by the way, the Chafetz Chaim's explanation wouldn't work with this Keset Mishnah, right? Because the Chafetz Chaim's explanation is the danger of hating someone in your heart is that they don't know that they hate, that you hate them, and therefore they're not ready for when you ultimately burst and you lose it on them, and you do whatever bad thing you were going to do, you were going to hit them, they're not ready for it, because they don't assume it's coming.
What are you supposed to do?
Well, you shouldn't hate any other Jew. That's what you're supposed to do.
Right.
Avas Yisrael is the answer to the problem of Lo Sisna. We're just trying to understand the halacha. Okay? You can't have everything. Okay. Now, I want to share with you, there's a little bit of a... Let's see if we can use the opinion of the Rambam. So, there's an interesting set of psukim, and there's a fascinating pshat of the Vilna Gaon in Parshas Ki Tzeitzei. Well, I shouldn't say it's a pshat of the Vilna Gaon. There's hearsay that the Vilna Gaon said such an explanation, but I want to read to you the psukim first. The pasuk says Parshas Ki Tzeitzei, Kisihiana le'ish, when a man has two wives, ha'achas ahuva, one of them is beloved, ve'ha'achas nua, and one of them is hated. The Yoldu Lo Banim Ha'ahuva V'Hasnua. Now the Ahuva and the Snua have children. Each have a son. V'Haya Haben HaBachor Lasnia. The hated child, the Bachor, belongs to the one who is hated. Okay? Then the Pasuk says, V'Haya Abiyom Hanchilo Asbanav Lo Yuchal Levaker. Okay? When the Yerusha comes, when the person passes away, okay, after 120 years, the person passes away. Lo yuchal lo levak lo yuch es asher yelo lo yuchal levakir es ben ahuva al pnei ben asnua. You can't then switch if the bechor was the one that was hated. You can't switch to the one that was beloved. Yes, you understand? It's gonna be like another 10 minutes.
Yeah,
Yaakov and Hold up.
Exact words.
What? We can talk about Yaakov. We can talk a lot about Yaakov in this halacha. But the Vilna Gaon on these psukim there are svarim that quote in the name of the Vilna Gaon, a pshat. There are other Afronim who say that it's impossible that the Vilna Gaon would have ever said such a thing. The Netziv said that it's completely made up. Others felt that it was completely made up. What was it? Listen to this. So here are the Vilna Gaon's kashas. What did the Pasuk say? V'yoldu lo banim, and they gave birth to sons, ha'ahuva v'hasnua. And who's the Bechor? The Snua. Didn't the Pasuk originally sound like the Ahuva gave birth first, and then the Snua?
Yeah.
Okay. Then, okay, Vayav ben HaMachol HaSnia. That's one of the questions. Another question he asks.
Right now in the cafeteria, there's a Shark Club selling donuts for charity for breast cancer awareness. If you go to the cafeteria, you can get donuts, foam backs, and chapsticks all for $2 and $1. Thank you.
Okay.
Doris got on the loudspeaker. They're the lucky ones.
All right, so the second kasha is, he asks, what was the hava mina? Why would I think that you're allowed to switch, decide who the Bechor is? Hold off. I know you guys get very excited about Yaakov Avinu. Okay, now the third question is a very important. We're calling her the Snua. This woman is a Snua. She's hated. So the Vilna Gaon asks, why is he allowed to hate her? What about the prohibition of Lo Sisna Sachicha Bil Vavecha? Oh. So I'll tell you. Excellent. So I'll tell you. First of all, the Gemara in Kedushin. The Gemara in Kedushin talks about this. Lo sisna sachicha bil vavecha. This issue, and the Gemara says, snua b'nisueha, means the marriage is a halachically hated marriage, i.e., a kohen married a divorced woman. Let's say that if the halacha frowns upon that. But leaving that out, we could use this Rambam to answer, like you just said. Presumably, if the pasuk is calling them the Ahuva and the Snua, it's known who the Ahuva and the Snua is. So one of the ways, the Vilna Gaon has a whole other approach, but one of the ways that we can answer this question is, why is she called the Snua? What about the prohibition of Lo Sisna Sachicha Bil Vavecha? So based on the Shita of the Rambam, no problem, at least the way we understood the Rambam. Because as long as everybody knows that she's hated, there's no problem with Lo Sisna Sachicha Bil Vavecha. Now there might be other problems.
There
might be other problems, but this is not going to be a problem. Okay. Oh, so you're not allowed to hate somebody. Okay, I'll tell you. The reality is that that's not such a kasha. It's true you're not allowed to hate somebody. The Torah is telling a story. A husband has two wives. One of them is Ahuva, and one of them is Snua. Who says, some of the Mefarshim on this, answer this kasha, who says that the pasuk story that we're talking about has to be a tzaddik? Maybe the guy's doing something wrong. Okay. You're asking, how was Esav allowed to do what? He wasn't, but he did it. He's Esav. Okay, you're right. Okay. You're right, you're not allowed to do it. But so you can ask the question and say, "Oh, he's not really violating the prohibition of Lo Sisna. Is he violating another prohibition? Maybe yes, maybe no."
Well, Yaakov did.
Yeah, Yaakov.
He publicly said Leah, but he wasn't really allowed.
Stop. When you read the Mefarshim, he didn't publicly hate Leah. That's not a fair description of his relationship with Leah. Read the Mefarshim. When you read the Pasuk, if you read the Torah Shebichtav without a Torah Shebalpeh, it seems like he hated Leah. He did not hate Leah. Not for now. We have to learn through the Mefarshim. Very happy. But that's not it's true that Rachel was the wife that he wanted to marry. It's harsh to say. I don't know that it's fair. I'll pee the Torah Shebalpeh and Chazal to say that he actually hated her in a Lo Sisna Sachicha Bil Vavecha type of way.
Also, yeah. If you say that if the husband hates the Snua publicly, then it doesn't work with the Kesef Mishnah.
That's correct. It doesn't work for the Kesef Mishnah, that answer. It's an answer according to the Rambam, the way we understood. That's what I was saying. You're right. In fact, we're going to see there's other Rishonim. I don't know if we're going to see them because we're running out of time, but there are other Rishonim who disagree with the Rambam. And it certainly wouldn't work for them. I just want to draw your attention to another... you know what? I want to draw your attention towards the bottom of the page. There's the one source which looks like a cut and paste, a picture. I took this cut tool. You can like cut the picture. Snipping tool, whatever it's called, yeah. Okay, so I did that over here. So the Me'iri is one of the later Rishonim. The Me'iri says in Yuma, Daf Ayin Hei Omed Aleph, Le'olam lo tehi sinas adam monato, a person's hatred should not hold him back, milahetiv lachavero, b'chol masha efshalo lehetiv, from doing whatever you can to help your friend. V'hu shenemar lo sisna sachicha bovavecha. Okay, I guess just to explain the Me'iri, the Me'iri is teaching, Lo Sisna Esachicha Bil Vavecha, you shouldn't hate your brother in your heart. What does that mean? It means if you would you have the ability to help another Jew, and you didn't help them because you hate them, that's lo sisna sachicha bolvavecha. According to the Meiri, it seems like there's something that you're doing that you're withholding from them, and that is the Avera. It's not just a feeling. So the Meiri seems to give a little bit of a different gedder than the Rambam that we've spoken about. Just the last source, I want to read it to you, and I'm going to leave you with a question. Ikadamri, the Gemara in Kedushin Daf Mem Aleph, the Gemara is talking about shlichus, that you have to, when you marry a woman, you can, the husband can send a shliach, a messenger, to marry the woman, and the Gemara points out that there's reasons, there's reasons to not send a messenger. What are those reasons? So one of the reasons the Gemara says is mitzvah bo yosef v'shluchov. It's a mitzvah to get married. You're always supposed to try to do a mitzvah yourself rather than have somebody do it on your behalf. Then the Gemara says, ikka da'amri, another version, baha isura nami isba. There could potentially be an avera involved if you send a messenger to marry the woman. Now, we're not in 2018, but in the times of the Gemara, you wanted to marry somebody who was overseas. Kedavyuna marav. Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, I just want to read this Gemara and leave you with this question. Asur la'adam shikadish es ha'isha ad shirena. The Gemara says, you're not allowed to marry a woman without seeing her. Let's say a marriage was arranged. A marriage was arranged and you never saw the woman. She lived in, what we'll call in times of the Gemara, Medina Sayam. She lived overseas. Somebody said it's a great shidduch. And you agree to it, you know the family, somehow you're related to them, but you've never seen this girl. Says the Gemara, you're not allowed to marry her. Shema yira bodavar maguna v'tizgan alav. Maybe you won't want to marry her. Listen to this. V'rachmana amar, and the Torah says, what's the clincher? V'ahavta l'recha kamocha. You're going to violate the prohibition of ahavta l'recha kamocha. Because you might see her, you might not think she's pretty enough for you, and you might not want to marry her. Because you're going to, it's meguna, betitganea love, and she's going to be, you're going to be repulsed by her.
What if you see her online?
So we're talking not about 2018. That's Akasha. That's why I said that. Okay? It's not 2018. But in the times of the Mishnah of the Gemara, you didn't see her. Says the Gemara, you're gonna try to marry this woman without seeing her, you're going to be repulsed by her, and you're going to violate v'ahavta l'recha kamocha. V'ahavta l'recha kamocha? What about lo sisna zachicha bovavecha? You're going to hate the woman. You're not going to be happy with the marriage. So you're going to violate lo sisna. What are you going to do? So why does the Gemara say v'ahavta l'recha kamocha? That's the question I leave you with. Why did the Gemara choose the pasuk v'ahavta l'recha kamocha? It could have chose lo sisna zachicha bovavecha.